All right, so get ready, because today's deep dive might be a little spicy for some, but we're all about exploration here, right? So we're gonna be exploring creativity and maybe even a little bit of personal growth. Who knows?
Sounds intriguing.
Yeah. So imagine if you could take the power of AI, right? Combine that with like the most intimate form of storytelling. That's what we're diving into today. We are talking AI and erotica.
I'm definitely curious.
Right. It's not something you hear every day. And the source material for this deep dive is an article. It's called Discovering the Thrill of Erotica Writing with Grok AI. And that's from DNA Levity. And basically, this AI platform that we're talking about, Grok, it lets you write erotica for free. So, when you think about AI, you usually think about like, I don't know, like spreadsheets and, like making your life easier in terms of like work and stuff.
Right, practical stuff.
Yeah, but this is something else entirely. This is like using AI to tap into your personal life.
That's fascinating.
Right. So I want to ask you, have you ever wondered how AI could actually enhance your personal life?
I mean, I've thought about it in terms of like organization and scheduling,
Sure.
but never in this context.
Yeah, well, this deep dive might just change your whole perspective.
I'm ready.
All right, so first things first, what exactly is this Grok thing?
Well, Grok is, it's an AI. It was built by xAI,
Okay.
and it's specifically designed for writing, any kind of writing.
Okay.
But we're talking about the fun stuff today.
Right. And the fact that it's free. I mean, that just blows my mind because usually when you think about like, specialized software or something like that, you think, "Oh, this is going to cost me an arm and a leg."
Exactly. There's a
And
paywall.
yeah, but not with this. It's totally free. So like you were saying, it's not just for erotica, right? You can write like
No, you can write anything,
yeah.
any genre.
Like you could write historical romance or sci-fi erotica, whatever your whatever your fantasies are.
Exactly. It's all about tapping into your creativity.
Right. And this is what I think is so cool about it. It's not just about churning out these like generic steamy stories. It's about really like going deep and exploring your own desires in a safe space. Like you're not going to be judged. You can just like let your imagination run
That's
wild.
your own little digital playground.
Exactly. And the article actually talks about how erotica writing can be therapeutic.
No, really?
Yeah, like think about it. It's a way of self-discovery. Like you can explore your desires, your fantasies without any judgment.
Right, no pressure.
No pressure, yeah. And the act of writing itself, it can be really arousing.
Oh, interesting.
And it can also be relaxing.
So it's kind of like mental foreplay in a way.
Exactly. It's like a journal, but way more exciting.
I like that.
Right. It's like a journal meets a creative outlet, but way more exciting.
Absolutely.
So you get to unleash your inner storyteller and maybe even uncover some hidden desires
Oh,
that
wow.
you didn't even know you had.
Like a little self-discovery adventure.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? The DNA Levity article, they share this anecdote about a user who actually used Grok to work through anxieties about certain sexual acts by writing about them in a fictional setting.
That's really interesting.
They were able to actually like confront their fears and gain a whole new level of comfort and understanding.
I could see how that could be really powerful.
Yeah, it's like using fiction as a way to sort of like practice or rehearse.
Right, a safe space to explore those feelings.
Exactly. So you can see how this technology can be used for personal growth.
Absolutely.
And the article mentions it's not just for solo exploration either.
Really?
Like Grok can be a really fun way to spice things up in a relationship.
Okay, now I'm really intrigued.
Right. So imagine like you and your partner using Grok for fantasy role playing.
I like where this is going.
Right. You could co-create stories together.
Oh, wow.
Or you could each write your own individual pieces and then share them.
That could lead to some really interesting conversations.
Exactly. So it's about sparking conversations, exploring each other's desires, and maybe even, trying new things together.
It's like opening up a whole new world of possibilities.
And the article makes it clear, this isn't just about the physical act, right?
No, it's about connection.
It's about using Grok as a tool to foster deeper intimacy and connection with your partner.
So it's about communication, breaking down barriers.
Exactly. And just think about how technology is evolving. Who knows what other exciting applications we'll discover in the future?
The possibilities are endless.
Right. And speaking of evolution, the article did mention that while Grok is really great for generating ideas, getting those creative juices flowing, it does have some limitations.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like in terms of pacing and plot development.
I see.
So I'm curious, like, how does Grok compare to other AI writing tools out there?
That's a great question. I think you have to remember that Grok is specifically designed for creative writing.
Right.
While other AI tools might be better suited for, like, generating marketing copy or, you know, writing technical documents.
Yeah.
It's all about understanding the strengths and weaknesses of each tool and choosing the one that best aligns with your goals.
So it's about being intentional with your tools.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes sense. So it sounds like it's important to approach AI as a tool to augment our own creativity.
Absolutely.
Not to replace it, right?
Right. We still need to bring our own unique voices and perspectives.
Yeah, we don't want to become robots ourselves.
Exactly. Think of it as a collaboration between human and machine.
Okay.
The AI can provide the building blocks.
Right.
But we as writers, we're the architects.
Okay.
We shape the story and give it life.
I love that. That's a great analogy. So AI is like the construction crew.
Mm-hmm.
And we're the architects designing the building.
Exactly.
I like it. And this collaboration, it can lead to some really unexpected benefits.
Like what?
Well, beyond just the thrill of writing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Turns out erotica can actually be educational.
Oh, really?
Yeah, who knew?
I'm intrigued.
Right, so the article was talking about how, you know, when you engage with these types of narratives, you can actually learn about different sexual practices, different orientations, and the importance of consent.
So it's like sneaking in a little bit of sex ed.
Exactly, but, you know, in a fun way.
I like it.
Right. It's a way to broaden our understanding of sexuality and challenge societal norms, but in a safe and engaging way.
It's a win-win.
Right. And the article doesn't stop there.
Oh.
It even touches on the potential therapeutic applications of erotica writing.
Wow. That's fascinating.
So I'm really curious to hear your thoughts on that. Like, how can writing these kinds of stories be therapeutic?
Well, it's important to remember that it's not a substitute for professional therapy.
Right, of course.
But it can be a valuable tool for exploring personal desires, working through anxieties or traumas.
Wow.
And even challenging negative beliefs surrounding sex.
It's like a form of self-therapy.
In a way, yeah.
But with a much more exciting twist.
I like how you think.
Right. And this reminds me of something. This reminds me of a conversation I had with a friend.
Oh, yeah.
Who was struggling with body image issues. Mm-hmm. And they found that writing erotica actually helped them reclaim their sexuality and appreciate their body in a whole new light.
That's really powerful.
It was really empowering for them.
It's amazing how writing can do that.
Yeah, it's like giving yourself permission to explore those feelings and thoughts.
In a safe and controlled environment.
Exactly. And that's what I think is so amazing about this whole conversation. It's really highlighting the potential for this type of writing to be a force for positive change in people's lives.
I completely agree.
And it's exciting to think about all the possibilities.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. It really is amazing. It's like writing can give you that feeling of, I don't know, control.
Mm-hmm.
Like you have the power to change things.
Right. And when you combine that with AI.
Yeah.
It becomes even more accessible, you know?
Absolutely. It's like having this creative partner who's always there to help you explore those crazy ideas.
Yeah, like your own personal muse.
Exactly.
And speaking of exploring, you know, the article mentioned something that Grok doesn't have yet.
Oh, really? What's that?
Voice chat.
Hmm. Interesting.
Can you imagine the possibilities if they added that?
That would be wild.
Right.
Like, imagine you could actually voice your character.
Mm-hmm.
And interact with your partner in real time.
All within the story.
It would be like a whole other level of immersion.
It'd be like virtual reality, but for your fantasies.
Exactly.
So even without the voice chat, I think Grok is still a great platform for couples
definitely.
Who want to, you know, explore their desires and connect on a deeper level.
It's all about pushing those boundaries together.
Exactly. And it's exciting to think about how technology is going to keep shaping this whole landscape of erotica writing.
Mm-hmm.
And sexual exploration.
The future is going to be wild.
Yeah, the possibilities are endless, right?
Absolutely.
Now, we do have to talk about the elephant in the room.
Oh, what's that?
The ethics of AI and erotica.
Right. It's an important conversation to have.
Yeah, especially when you're dealing with something as personal as sexuality.
For sure.
The article brings up some really good points about privacy and data security.
That's a big one.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. We're sharing our deepest desires and fantasies with this AI.
Right.
It's natural to be concerned about where that information goes.
Absolutely. We need to know it's being handled responsibly.
Exactly. And the article really emphasizes choosing platforms that prioritize user privacy.
Yeah, data protection is key.
It's like signing a digital consent form. You want to make sure your intimate explorations stay private.
For sure. That's a must.
And beyond platform security, we also have to think about how we share our writing.
Right. Even if the platform is secure,
Yeah.
we need to consider who we're sharing our stories with and how they might be received.
It's about respecting boundaries.
Exactly. Both our own and those of others.
You know, just because you've written something doesn't mean you have to share it with the world.
Sometimes the act of writing is enough.
Exactly. It's about personal expression, not necessarily seeking validation.
Right. It's your own journey.
And this brings us to another ethical point.
Okay. What's that?
The quality of the content itself.
Ah, yes.
AI can help us generate ideas, get the creative juices flowing,
Right.
but it's not a magic wand.
No, it still needs our
It
guidance.
needs editing to make sure the writing is engaging, well-crafted.
And avoids harmful
Right,
stereotypes.
exactly.
We don't want to accidentally perpetuate
So
those.
it's not just about letting the AI do all the work.
Not at all. It's a partnership.
Okay.
AI provides the raw materials.
Right.
And we as writers, we
Yeah.
shape them into something meaningful.
We're like the chefs, adding the seasoning.
Exactly. That human touch makes all the
It's
difference.
what brings the story to life.
And speaking of bringing things to life, we need to be mindful of the messages we're conveying. We want to promote healthy attitudes towards sex and relationships.
Right. It's about using this technology responsibly.
For sure. Not just for shock value.
Exactly. And this leads to another important point,
What's that?
inclusivity.
Yes. Representation matters.
The world of erotica has often been dominated by certain perspectives.
And it's left a lot of voices unheard.
Right. And AI has the potential to change that.
By empowering more people to share their stories.
Yeah. Exactly. It's like democratizing the genre.
I like that, making it more accessible.
And that means being mindful of different sexual orientations, gender identities, body types, cultural backgrounds.
It's about creating a space where everyone feels seen.
Right, represented.
A tapestry of voices and experiences.
That's a beautiful way to put it.
It's about celebrating the diversity of human desire
Breaking free from those narrow definitions.
and societal norms.
And this reminds me of something from the article
Oh, yeah.
where they talk about how AI can help us move beyond the binary of male and female.
That's interesting.
It's about embracing the full spectrum of human experience.
Absolutely. There are so many shades in between.
And acknowledging that sexuality is a journey, not a destination.
It's something we explore throughout our lives.
An AI can be a valuable tool on that journey.
For sure, it can help us push those boundaries,
Challenge assumptions.
embrace the unknown.
And speaking of pushing boundaries, the article also touched on some potential therapeutic applications of erotica writing.
Oh, right. We were talking about that earlier.
Yeah, and I'm really curious to hear more about your thoughts on that.
Yeah, it's definitely an area that I think needs more research, but it is important to say, like you said, it's not a replacement for actual therapy,
Right, of course.
but it can be a really helpful tool for self-exploration
Okay. Yeah.
and even healing.
So how can writing erotica be therapeutic?
Well, I think for some people, writing erotica can be a way to kind of process past experiences
Okay.
or explore fantasies, but in a safe environment
Right.
where they're in control.
It's a controlled environment, yeah.
Exactly. So they can confront their fears,
Okay.
their desires, their
Yeah.
anxieties without feeling judged.
Yeah, without that pressure. So
Exactly.
it's kind of like journaling, but a little more, I don't know.
More sensual,
Yeah, sensual.
more male.
More imaginative, exactly.
Yeah.
And for people who are maybe struggling with sexual dysfunction or exploring their sexual identity,
Yeah.
this could be a really great outlet for them. You
Absolutely.
know, it's private, it's non-judgmental.
You can experiment.
Yeah, you can experiment and you can discover yourself
And it's on your own terms.
on your own terms, yeah.
Exactly.
Like without those external pressures.
No societal expectations.
Exactly. And by writing it down, you're externalizing your thoughts and
Paint
feelings.
it out there.
Yeah. And that can help you understand yourself better.
Right, and your desires.
And that's really empowering, I think.
Absolutely.
You know, and the article even mentions a specific example
Oh, yeah?
of a user who said that writing erotica actually helped them overcome performance anxiety.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah. So by exploring those anxieties through fiction, they were able to gain more confidence.
Interesting.
And more control in their actual experiences.
So it's like it helped them in real life?
Yeah. It translated to real life.
That's powerful.
It is powerful. And it just shows you the potential benefits of this type of writing.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
It can be a catalyst for growth and for healing.
And when you combine that with AI,
right,
it just opens up even more possibilities.
It's like AI is opening up these new avenues for therapy and self-exploration.
Making it more accessible.
Yeah, more accessible and more personalized.
It's really an exciting time.
It is exciting. So as we wrap up this deep dive into AI and erotica, what would you say is the main takeaway for our listeners?
I think the biggest thing to remember is that erotica writing, especially with AI, it's about way more than just the spicy stuff.
Right. It's deeper than that.
It's about self-discovery, connection, creativity, and like we said, even healing.
It's about pushing those boundaries.
Yeah. Challenging those norms.
And embracing all of it.
The full spectrum of human sexuality.
It's about taking ownership of your sexuality.
Yes.
And exploring it in a safe and creative way. Yeah. So for anyone listening, if you're curious, give Grok a try.
Yeah. Or any other AI writing tool.
See where your imagination takes you.
You might be surprised.
You might surprise yourself.
Exactly.
So embrace that curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
Challenge those assumptions.
Yeah.
And remember, there's no shame in exploring your desires.
As long as it's safe and creative.
Exact.
And consensual, of course.
Of course. And who knows, maybe this is just the beginning of a whole new chapter.
In our understanding of sexuality.
Yeah. And the role of technology in our lives.
It's fascinating to think about.
It is. It's really fascinating. Well, this has been an awesome conversation.
I agree.
Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
And to all our listeners out there, keep those questions coming. Keep exploring this topic.
The exploration never ends.
That's right. Stay curious, everyone. We'll be back next time with another deep dive into something new and exciting.
Can't wait.
Until then, take care.